Hey guys, let me just adjust this here real quick. Okay, what's up, everyone? Oh, there's a new Wild Arms. It just got a trailer just yesterday. It's Attacked. You gotta DM me that. I loved Wild Arms. Let me quickly look this up. New Wild Arms. I don't see anything. Oh, do you mean the Armed Fantasia thing? That's not a real Wild Arms. I mean, it's made by the same guys, so it's still going to be really good. But it's not like, it doesn't have, they don't have the brand. You know what I mean? Hello, everyone. How's it going? Oh man, coffee. Coffee's great. All right. Listen. I am leaving town in an hour and change, and I'm going to be gone until Monday. So you're not going to see any more dev. No more. For 2 days. Okay? That's how it is. So I want to come here and talk to you about a few things before I get out of here and go do and go visit my parents. So let's talk about it. I'm obviously back to making videos. How'd you guys enjoy the last couple ones? I did one on the pay the $8 and one on Jerry Springer, RIP. RIP Jerry. Oh, Dave will be streaming on the channel tonight, though. He'll be streaming without me while I'm gone. So that'll be that. And we do have videos planned to come out Sunday and Monday while I'm out of town. So you'll still have stuff going on. But also, I need to basically go over some things right now. Yeah, we're doing this. We're doing like a truncated sip today. I'll make sure to redirect to Arch since I'm kind of muscling in on his territory. Unfortunately, Jerry Springer's fun, dude. It's fun just like watching the human trash of the world beat each other up for an Applebee's gift card. It's a fun time. Nope, I'm gonna save this. Okay. There we go. Yeah. So yeah, I gave like my final take on the whole Uzulu Minecraft thing earlier on Discord, and of course people were fucking angry about it, but it's like, it's dumb. I wanna go over it a little bit. So basically, the TLDR of it, there was like a stream on this, in fact. There was a stream on this, where Uzulu and Scrump and, oh god, I'm just stretching here, and Aiden Paladin, they went over a bunch of shit related to me. It was a big old drama stream. You can watch it if you want, but you have to understand that, like, it's very clearly biased. Like, obviously biased. And one of the best ways you can tell that it's biased is that it was a stream about all of my shortcomings, right? And they, like, blatantly left shit out that Uzulu was called out for on Twitter and, like, had to backtrack. So, like, not quite backtrack, but, like, it's kind of like this. It's like, okay, so apparently there was an exploit on my server that allowed for people, if they were so inclined, to do some illegal stuff with it. No one ever did. We looked into it. No one ever did any of that. But Uzulu's, people from Uzulu's community found the exploit, and it took me a month to fix it. So fair enough. I was slow to react on my part. So, you know, my bad. But this is the thing that Uzulu uses to frame the conversation to be like positive in his direction, that he was only trying to help and Dev's just incompetent and okay. Well, what he failed to point out in his stream is that I did fix it after a month. He made it sound like I just let it go, which is not what happened. But also, this is the cover that he uses to talk about how all the other times and all the other ways that he fucked with my Minecraft server, right? It's interesting because here, chat. I actually want you guys to check my sanity here, okay? Check my sanity a little bit. So, whenever this topic comes up online with this community, they always downplay it by calling it, bullied the Minecraft blocks or bullied Dev's Minecraft server or something like that. And on the one hand, it's like, it is just a Minecraft server, right? Like, it's a game for kids. It doesn't matter that much in the grand scheme of things. But, like, if someone decided to come and, like, bully Sargon's Ark server or his Isle server, he's playing Isle right now online with people. Let's say that someone decided to show up and, like, mess with his Isle server. What do you think Sargon would do? He would ban them, obviously, right? Adam and Sitch have a Minecraft realm. What do you think they would do if someone was messing it? Well, they'd ban them, right? It's obvious. I mean, it seems I don't know why it suddenly this has become something that like people are actually deliberating over, but it seems like if you have like a TF2 server, a Forest server, like pick any online game you want, right? If someone shows up and fucks around with your server, you ban them. Like, that's normal. But for some reason, like, I don't know. I don't get it. For some reason, like these guys fuck with my Minecraft server for months. And I was like, okay, well, fuck you. And I banned them. And apparently I've been crying and coping about it for 2 years when I haven't. I've just been like, well, they're gone now. Like, goodbye. Very good. It's like, well, why? Like, I don't know. It's a very strange situation. It's a very strange situation, basically, right? Like, I haven't done anything unreasonable. It's what people would do. But apparently I'm like a pariah for now doing it. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know, dude. Apparently it's my fault that I banned them, right? Happy birthday, Caleb. So like, hold on, let me just close this shit. Yeah. So I put up my here. I'll actually just pull up my Twitter thread. I'll just show you here. Okay. So yeah, we can quickly read my Twitter thread because that's. All right, here we go. Okay, so, yeah, the reason Cabalus mocked my problem with them by calling it bullied Dev's Minecraft blocks is because they're trying to downplay the issue. Sargon wouldn't tolerate somebody fucking with his community Ark server or the Isle. Why should I tolerate it for my Minecraft server? Honing in on Minecraft blocks is deflection, because it doesn't matter what type of game it is. It could be Ark or TF2 or The Forest. Pick your game, it doesn't matter. Why wouldn't I ban anybody who messes with anything of mine? Especially if I trusted them not to. Uzulu stated in his stream on me that there was an exploit that he and his friends discovered in my server. That's true, but he omits the fact that I thanked them and fixed it. He also admits that he used this as a way to gain trust and cover up continuing to fuck with the server. Yeah, so after the exploit was fixed, he kept doing shit with the server, he and his friends. This is, of course, because the stream was meant to shit-talk me, and you can't include the parts where I actually did the right thing and eventually fixed the exploit. It just wasn't important enough to bring up on stream. So this is a viewer here of the stream. And says, weird, because when you talked about it on stream, you neglected to mention he fixed it after being notified. Because of course he would. He's not a good faith actor. And to cap off the whole topic, for those of you who don't know, I have fallen out with Aiden Paladin over this very topic, right? Aiden Paladin, was this the guy you wanted me to be friends with again? To the point that you hounded me for months, repeatedly ignoring me, telling you I wasn't interested? All the while going on his streams to shit talk me? Yeah, that's funny. So, from like September or October of last year, up until about a week ago when I finally just cut Aiden loose, she's been in my DMs being like, you gotta patch things up, you gotta fix it up, you gotta talk to these guys again. It's okay, they wanna talk to you. Meanwhile, she would go on their streams to shit talk me when she thought I wasn't looking. And of course, Uzu has outright said, I wasn't then, nor am I now, interested in making amends or friends with Dev. I barely ever knew him. We weren't really friends. His reaction didn't help him. So, yeah, like, why? If this ever somehow gets back to Aiden, it probably won't, but just in case. Is this the guy that you wanted me to be friends with? The guy who says that he's not interested in being friends? Good job. Good job on that one. I'm not a total retard. I know what an invitation to a struggle session is when I see one. This is why I banned people from this community on site, and why it was good to burn the bridge with Aiden along with them. Who would tolerate any of this shit? The answer is no one would. I think the issue is that I'm actually kind of a laid-back guy, and I'm finally like just saying, you know what, I'm done with this. All right, I'm understanding, but you know what, I'm gonna finally start just holding some standards and banning people, and people are agreeing because the laid-back guy finally has a few standards. Oh, yeah. Gay Discord ops go both ways. A week ago, people in Cabal messaged... Cabal is Uzlu's Discord, by the way. Messaged me saying that Uzlu was in his voice chat flying around a copy of my old Minecraft server, reliving how he and his pals trolled me 2 years ago, and that this reliving event is a semi-common occurrence. Imagine celebrating your one win like this. Dude. Okay. I put my trust in the wrong person. I got trolled as a result of it. All right. Obviously an L for me. What kind of person, like, relives that 2 years on? Like, what the fuck? What? What? Yeah. Are you that starved for wins that you're just going to, like, talk about the one that you had years ago? What the shit, dude? I remember there was an old streamer, Uzlu, lamented the fact that people didn't want to hang out with him anymore. But he didn't frame the conversation as, I lost my friends, but rather, I lost my big YouTube connections, which is a bit sociopathic for my taste. Uzlu would eventually come around to blaming me for that situation. And despite my public jokes in the matter, I've probably made some jokes I probably shouldn't have made. I didn't actually cause the rest of our friend group to hate him. He did it himself. Yeah. So, basically... Uzlu thinks that because he and his community bullied my Minecraft blocks, as they put it, that's the reason why, you know, Sargon and Arch and V and everyone else, all of us, have cut him off. I've made some jokes implying that, but they were jokes. The actual truth is no. No. I did not go to these guys and be like, listen, you guys got to stop hanging out with Uzlu because he fucked around my Minecraft server. No. No. They have their own reasons not for talking to him anymore, all right? And he did it to himself. Now, when my Minecraft server was fucked with, they all agreed that Uzlu was a shit heel for doing it. So I appreciate the friendship in that regard. But no, he did this to himself. It was his behavior. They all have their own reasons for not liking him. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with me. So, that's the situation, basically. I expect, now that I've spoken to him about it again, he'll probably do like a second stream on it or something. You know, it'll be something retarded, you know, whatever. Yeah, oh, by the way, I'm not going to talk about why the other guys don't like him. They've had their own stories with him, and they'll tell their story if they want to. Well, Brett, this is why, this is the stuff that's happening right now, right? So, anyway, hold on. Give me a second. It is a Sunday thing. I'm doing it today because I'm going out of town. I'm going out of town in like an hour and a half, so I'm doing this tonight. Listen, so the reason I brought that up, there's another reason that I brought that up, and that is because, hold on. Give me a moment. Is that I have decided, hey, Colink, I have decided to bring back the Minecraft server finally. Okay, let me just boot it up here real quick. Wait. Something Fawful says he hacked Sargon's Ark server and Sargon went on the warpath. Is that true? If he did, I haven't heard that story, if that's true. Okay, so let me just log in here. Oh, wow, you guys have made the spawn look a little bit nice. Okay, listen. So I've made a new Minecraft server, okay? Oh, there's everyone who's currently online. Hey, guys, how's it going? So, basically, it is a new map. The IP address is on screen right now if you want to join. Anyone can join, okay? Anyone can join. New map. There's not much in the way of rules right now. I'm just going to be like, listen, don't like just PvP and steal people's stuff. Don't just break people's houses or whatever. I made a small zone outside the spawn area where you can't PvP, but otherwise, you know, it's good to go. So basically, for those of you who don't know, or for those of you who are new, I had a Minecraft server for the channel like back in 2020. And it was like moderately popular. People didn't seem to care that much, to be honest. But some people did. And it was like, oh, Jesus. Fuck. Is my coffee not sitting right? Okay, so basically, I've made a new Minecraft server. If there is interest in maintaining an SFO community Minecraft server, then here's what I'll do. I'll keep it up. I might even, like, bring on somebody part-time just solely for the job of keeping this shit running, because clearly I was not able to do it last time. Like, I was a complete fucking moron at how I ran it last time. So I'll bring someone on. If there's interest. And also, if this server, you know, sees a lot of use, I'll also bring back in, hold on, just wait. Listen to stream. I am explaining. So basically, I will bring back in the old maps and all the old stuff. In, this is a new map with a new server. Like, it's completely fresh, but I do have the old files. If there is demand enough for the Minecraft server to stay going, I will bring back in the old maps. I'll set up like a portal hub, and we'll have all, like, I have like, I think, two generations of server kind of saved up somewhere. So basically, if there's demand, I'll bring the old maps back. All your old stuff is still there, and I'll bring someone on to help manage the server in a more serious way. If there's no demand. Well, then I'll just release the server to the public. You guys can do whatever the fuck you want with it, and I'll just close it down. Because, frankly, one of the main reasons it's been gone for about 3 months is because every time I brought it back up, here's what I would get. Here's what I would get for my trouble of bringing it back up and getting it working again. Tons of people complaining, saying that, like, this was missing or that, or this wasn't working, or, like, and they weren't even, like, polite complaints. They were just kind of being assholes. Tons of people, like, saying that, like, oh, I wanted this, or you should have done this. And then no one actually playing on it. And it's like, you guys have bugged me for so long about this server. And where are you? No one's here. So, like, I can't devote hours and hours and hours and hours of my time to a server if no one's going to play on it. I'll do it if people want it. But if like, every time I look over, there's like two guys on it, I can't devote time to make it work, because, like, people have to want it. Simple as that. People have to want it. That's what I'll do. This is going to be, like, basically my test to see if the community is actually interested in Minecraft. I'll leave it running for a few weeks. I'll check on it. I'll pop in. I'll be a bit more engaged and try to keep it going. But if there's no interest, then I'll just take it down, and we'll just call it done. What we'll call the Minecraft server done. Um, Additionally, whether or not the Minecraft server is successful, what I am going to do is I am going to also put up a Team Fortress 2 server. Okay? TF2. This guy's just getting owned by the zombie now. Like, buddy, you okay? Dude. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Well, hold on. What you missed, I'm advertising it right now. This is the advertisement, okay? So basically what's going on is I'll leave the server up for a few weeks, maybe a month. If there's no traction, if there's no interest, then we'll just move on, and I won't bother with Minecraft for SFO anymore, at least for the time being. However, whether or not the Minecraft server survives, I am going to be devoting some time soon to getting up a Team Fortress 2 server. Yeah. So there'll be a TF2 server as well as a Minecraft server for my community, for you guys to play on. Changeling says, I stopped playing your Minecraft server because you're a crappy moderator. Oh, who is the problem? I mean, Canuck's not around anymore, but I might actually ask him to come back if this works out. But anyway, that's the server. I'm going to leave it as it is for maybe a week at the most. Then I'll come back in and set some things up a bit more formally. But right now it's going to be kind of the wild, wild west of Minecraft. And I'll come back in. And at least after my trip to my parents, when I come back to the city from my parents over the weekend, then I will come back and maybe be a bit more hands-on. Not Titanfall 2, Team Fortress 2. Team Fortress 2. Yeah. Team Fortress 2, man. That's what's going on. Oh, I'm kind of curious. Yeah, Changeling. Oh, King Canuck, yeah. Here's the thing. King Canuck did a lot of good work for the last Minecraft server, but he also was like a bit of a hard ass. I don't mind the hard assiness, though. Yeah, see, I like the idea of, you know, the spawn area being relatively controlled, but having a more wild area outside of it. But anyway, that's the situation. Minecraft server backup, TF2 server in the near future. If you guys actually want Minecraft, you got to let me know. You got to vote with your wallets and your eyeballs and your time, guys, because it's like I said, I love Minecraft, but if there's just no demand for it in my community, then I'll move on. Okay? Oh, wait. Canuck left this community because other communities he enjoyed hanging out in hated right-wing communities like this one. Especially they hated Dev. I'm not even right-wing. Dev, why didn't you put the server in 1.19.4? Yeah, it's 1.19 because after 1.19, Microsoft introduced some weird tracking shit into Minecraft. So, I'm going to get out of there, guys. Okay. So that's the news. All right. Minecraft server is back. I hope you guys enjoy it. Okay. That's how it is. And hold on. I have a package. Is my camera working? Hold on. God damn it. Jesus. Give me a second. Okay. Oh, by the way. that address on screen, that's where you can send your packages. You can send your packages to that address. Get yourself into the $5 club in Discord. Get yourself into the $5 club in Discord, please, with your Amazon Prime sub over on Twitch, or a paid Prime sub, or a paid sub. Or you can give... Where's the fucking thing? There it is. Or you can hit the memberships button on YouTube. That'll work, too. Or Patreon Subscribestar. I'm going to bring back the movie nights, too. Now that, like, I'm kind of back on the saddle, you know? I'm bringing back the movie nights, too. That'll probably come in the next week or two as well. I'm trying to actually do all this shit. Like, I've been promising to do this shit for months. I should actually do it, you know? I should fucking start doing it again. So, that's the plan, Stan. Hey, camera. What the fuck? Dude, the camera's not working. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Let me just put all this shit away. All these fucking cords. Okay. Hold on. Let me just... Do you even have a knife for this thing? Oh. God damn it, I don't even have a knife. Hold on here, let me bring the... So, if you send me packages to that P.O. box, I can show you them. Someone sent me this package right here. And I forgot to have a knife to open it up. Where the hell... Here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grab this... Come here. Here, it's a headphone jack. Will this work? It's not sharp enough. God damn it. Okay. See, the issue with the movie nights, Tidge, is the same issue as the issue with the Minecraft server. It's like, people say they want this stuff, but when I do it, no one shows up, you know? Wait, can I use... No, I can't use that. Shit. How about a USB key? Is that sharp enough? It has a kind of a sharp edge. Kind of. Like, everyone loves the idea of these community nights. Clean your keyboard, Dev. Hey, Colink. Like, everyone loves the idea of all the community events. But whenever I hold them, I get almost no one showing up. So, like, eventually I just gotta be like, well, like, it sucks, but that's just how it is. Would you open? Jesus. Okay, you know what? Mohawk reveal. I already revealed the Mohawk. There was a video on it on the side channel of me getting my head shaved. Okay. What is this? Where did this guy send me? Is it anthrax? Okay. What is this? What the fuck? What the fuck is this? Hold on. God damn it, I do need a fucking... Hold on, Jesus Christ. Just wait. Okay, I got the keys. Not the keys, the knife. All right. Okay, guys, you gotta... Oh! I think I might have sliced myself with a knife. That's okay. Okay. Look at this fucking book. Warhol Chris Chan. What the fuck is this? This study was researched and written between June 2020 and February 2021. Table of contents. What is this? What is this book? Okay. A critical confrontation. What can we learn from comparing the two most unique cultural figures in living memory? Andy Warhol and Chris Chan. Both became famous while producing art that was often met with derision. Both became the focus of intense interest and curiosity. Their indelible personalities have provoked fascination, laughter, and horror. In spite of their strangeness, or because of it, they reflect particularly pertinent aspects of the world around them. They are thought of as the oddest of oddities, and yet they represent the course of our society as a whole. This comprehensive study investigates the parallels and divergences between Warhol and Chris Chan, both of whom can be seen as bellwethers of cultural shifts. The two are compared in terms of how they relate to the following elements, from the fundamentals of life to the themes of our age: names and words, collecting and hoarding, consumerism, technology and media, women, sex, transgenderism, femdom, fame, mythologies of self and multiverse, recording. Through pathos and ridiculousness in an uncertain world that's constantly changing, we trace the human spirit as it passes from the golden age of Americana through the high Warholian era and now into the social media squalor. Who wrote this fucking... Why in the fuck would you write this? Dude, this thing's 600 pages! Look how thick that is. Like, this is a big-ass book. Jesus. Okay. Thanks for the book, whoever sent it to me. Okay, what is this? This is a letter. Hey, Adev. Thanks for all the content you've made over the years. My favorites are the long, thought-out political essays like the Three Forms of Fascism and the hour-long Gramsci video. Keep them coming, even though they might require the most effort. You wanted some trash, so here you go. It's Don LaChaume's Warhol Chris Chan book. I would describe this book as a brick. It frequently assaults you with walls of text that go on for pages. It takes turns describing Chris Chan's and Andy Warhol's life, and after that tries to make Andy sound like some sort of god figure. I would recommend this book only for people who are interested equally in both Chris's and Andy's life, but who don't know anything about either of them. I wonder if those people exist. Read it if you want to. Yours truly, Anonymous. P.S. You recommended everyone to read Mein Kampf at the end of a sip. I did not get very far into it, but now I know that Adolf did not consider himself a good boy. Thanks. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the fucking paperweight. Thanks for the paperweight. There we go. All right. So, if you want to send me more garbage, there is the address. Okay. Chat, I have at most 45 minutes before it's time for me to skedaddle out of here and be gone for 2 days. So, let's go. Let's go. You know what I'll do? Give me a moment. Dev troll. Thanks for all the support, by the way, guys. I know that, like, I might sound a little bit mean or harsh or whatever when it comes to the Minecraft server thing. It's just that, like, you know, I did actually have... I loved Minecraft when I was younger. I did have, like, you know, my own little, like, dream of having, you know, a cool community that could enjoy servers that I put up. And it's just that, like, it's a combination of it getting fucked with by bad actors and people, like... people who legitimately wanted to play on the server not being understanding of what it took to actually run it, that caused me to drift away from it. I know, like, Dragonfat warned me that some people just have, like, a bad taste in their mouth from the last server, and fair enough, right? Fair enough. But it's something that I've wanted to do. I wanted to do this sort of thing for a while, so. It just sucks that there's been roadblocks and setbacks and all these things, but I've always sort of wanted to do something along these lines. The server's not behind a paywall. I don't mind a little bit of trolling, but at some point it became too much. And then at some point, the people who were, like, really into the server also became too much, because they were making demands of me, things that I couldn't do, and then being, like, completely uninterested and unsympathetic to me not being able to do it, or me having problems. And then it got to a point where I just didn't want to go back to it. You know, I just didn't want to go back to making the server or doing the server. Dave's gonna stream the gaming stream tonight on his own without me. But here, you know what? I still have a collection of articles we can talk about. Let's do it. So, less articles than normal, because this is one of those speedy sips where other things are happening. But, oh, yep, right there at the top of the screen, that's the server IP address. If there is actual interest, then you know what? I'll get a more permanent, like an actual domain name. Okay, I'll shell out for a domain name if there's interest enough to keep the server running. Well, Titanium, I know that you've been very critical about how I've kind of handled things in the past year or two, but hopefully you've listened to the entire story that I just told at the start of the stream, and you'll understand my point of view a little bit. Just because, it's like I said. At some point, like, the combination of people who were just out to fuck around, you know, that sucked. I banned them all, and I eventually handled it. That sucked. But then, like, in the face of that, the fact that a good chunk of my own community didn't get it. They just wanted results, and they didn't care about, like, the fact that I was trying hard and also failing. And at some point, I just got demoralized and stepped away from it. Anyway, I'm bringing it back. We'll give it one more shot. Let's roll with the articles, all right? So, Bam Margera turns himself in after Pennsylvania State Police issue an arrest warrant. I don't know if you heard about this, but, like, Bam assaulted someone and then ran into the woods. And he seriously just ran into the woods in Pennsylvania and disappeared into the forest. And the police issued an arrest warrant. And they eventually found him. But he was like, dude, talk about a fall from grace. This guy went from, like, you know, national TV, everyone loves this guy, you know, Jackass, all of it, to running into the bush to escape the cops. Former Jackass star Bam Margera turned himself into Pennsylvania State Police after the agency issued an arrest warrant for him on Monday. Margera surrendered to authorities in Avondale and was arraigned in a district court with a bail set for $50,000. Jesus. The former reality TV star has a hearing set for May 25th in Chester County. So, he has pled not guilty because families have disputes all the time. Every family has disputes. This isn't a dispute that should play out in the courts or in the media. The arrest comes after Margera allegedly fled from a fight with an unnamed individual in Poughkeepsie Township in Pennsylvania. In a statement on Sunday, Pennsylvania State Police announced that an arrest warrant had been issued for Margera in relation to the incident. Officers from the PSP's Avalon Station. Dude, I keep seeing Avalon. Like, there's a mod in my community named Avalon, yeah. had responded at 11 a.m. on April 23rd to report a disturbance on Hickory Hill Road in the Pennsylvania Township. According to the agency statement, Margera was involved in a physical confrontation with another individuals and that resulted in minor injuries for them. Margera allegedly fled the scene after the fight into a nearby wooded area ahead of the police's arrival. The altercation involved Margera and his brother at a family home. The former Jackass star has been accused of assaulting him, specifically punching his brother in the face, among other things, and threatening to shoot his brother and other members of the household. Jesus, dude. Like, what a fall for... He doesn't look like... This is like, you know, maybe Jackass 3 Bam. He looks way worse than this now, man. Hold on. Yeah. Like, this is like drug Bam, where he's been losing a bunch of weight because of all the drugs he's been doing. This is druggy Bam. And you can actually see, like, before he started losing the weight due to drugs, you can actually see, like, fat Bam. Hold on a second. Just wait. Yeah. This picture here. This is Fat Bam. So he got depressed, gained a bunch of weight, sat around his parents' house doing drugs after Ryan Dunn died, his life like fell apart. So he gained a bunch of weight. He's been abusing himself for like 10 years. And he was actually on Jackass. He was on Jackass, and then he got fired from Jackass 4 because he was threatening the director. And threatening Johnny Knoxville. And those two guys actually went to bat for him against the studio to try to get him involved in the movie. And he like, what the fuck is wrong with Bam, dude? Jesus Christ. But yeah, he's a... That's a big oof, guys. That's a big oof. It was a huge oof, in fact. Here, let's see some of the super chats real quick before we continue on. Thank you for the support, by the way, guys. Let's see. Will is in for $5. Just my perspective, it sounds like Aiden is focused on returning to a norm. She isn't looking at the cause for divide on your side. That's a charitable interpretation of it. A non-charitable interpretation of Aiden's move is that she's basically a snake. And she knows what, like, if I come to the table to just talk it out like she's saying, she knows that that will lead to me basically going through a struggle session, and that's her intention. And part of me thinks that that's what she's doing. So I'm just cutting her off. Either way, she wouldn't respect my boundaries, so I'm just cutting her off. Lives in your walls, $5. It was me the entire time, Dev. I put the exploit your Minecraft server. I moved the ice cream to part of the freezer where it got too soft. It was me. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the fiver. Fondue, $2. I already have outlets for my autism. No, come join this one. Archean for $5. Hey, Dave's not here, but thank you. I sent you those articles about Will Smith's inappropriate sexual behavior, and you ever looked at them? I'm Dev. I haven't looked at any of my DMs yet, but I will. Holzinger, $5. Hey, Dev, hope you're doing well. Do you see the clip of Dylan saying that writing articles using original pronouns should be illegal? I did, yes. Oh my God. When I get back to Dylan Mulvaney, it's going to be a fucking shit show. And that's ridiculous, in my opinion. Here to Lady Columbia, $5. Jerry Springer showed the worst of culture and monetized my degeneracy. Sargon, the man who fundamentally did the same thing laughing at SJWs. Yeah, I don't agree with Sargon's take. I do not agree with Sargon's take at all on Jerry Springer. I don't. I just don't. Fondue, $2. Let's get to a movie with success. Kind of. Just that, no, at some point people just stopped caring about the movie nights, so I stopped doing them. Fondue, $2. Gotta go, but enjoy your time off. Thanks, man. Adherent to Lady Columbia, $10. Last 2 to 3 years have warped people, Dev. That's why I've personally disengaged 50% of political content and focus on getting my career. My 10-year goal is to get a house, find a wife, and live peacefully. Exactly, dude. Good job. Work on it. You can do it. Thank you, man. Lady Columbia, $2. What are the next video topics, by the way? I wasn't anticipating. The next one that is going to be coming out tomorrow while I'm gone, I think it's my analysis of E3. Also, I know Colink's in the chat. Colink's the guy I got to work on next. Now that I'm doing the servers, the next thing I have to do is to work on Colink's job, because Colink's going to be helping out. Actually, Colink, if you know anything about servers, you can jump on for the Minecraft server job too if you want. But yeah, Colink is somebody that I've been talking about bringing on to the channel for like an actual paid, like it's a part-time, but a paid position for the past couple of months. I haven't done it yet, but I want to. Argel for $5. I would go play Minecraft, but I'm not happy with Mrs. Mojang. Fair enough. I understand, man. It Brock says, Dev's been getting steadily more cucked as he hangs out with Lilith. Dude, I fight with Lilith all the time. Like, I fought with her hard over her self-ID take, and she basically came around to my position. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've been hanging out with Lilith since 2018. Holtznader, $5. Thank you. It's ridiculous, but I can see why she would feel that way. Obviously, she's wrong as fuck, but she's probably getting tons of blowback. Who are you talking about, Holtzner? Aiden or Dylan Mulvaney? Or I wonder who you're talking about. I don't know, but thank you. Archeon, hey, who was that person you were talking with that you're having drama with? Oh, you mean at the start of the stream? I was talking about Uzalu. What do you think of the Steven Crowder's drama? It is very hard to judge someone's relationship based off of one bad clip, though it's very tempting to do so, right? I need to investigate the Steven Crowder situation more before I give a take on it. But I have a feeling that Steven Crowder's probably in the wrong. But I think you can't harshly judge based off of one clip, because who knows, right? Like, that might just have been the straw that broke the camel's back, and she's actually been shitty every other time. Like, you just don't know, right? You just don't know. Okay. Oh, Microsoft Mojang. Right, Tidge. Thank you. Continue on. I've only got 35 minutes, guys. My husband's big penis is destroying our sex life. This is Naomi who wrote this, by the way. Who mailed this in? My husband has a big penis. Every time we have sex, my vulva tears. We use silicone lubricant and avoid certain positions to no avail. That is the only advice I've ever found online. I'm too embarrassed to ask my GP for help. This has only been a problem with my husband and not previous partners. Is there anything else we can do to avoid injury? It has reduced our sex life greatly, as it makes me nervous to initiate anything. My husband is very understanding and gentle, and we do oral or manual stimulation, but I miss the intimacy of penetrative sex. We have been together almost 10 years, and the tearing is getting worse. Damn. Stop allowing penetration until you can fix this. I mean, that's what's going on, yeah. You may already be suffering from vaginismus, which is when your vagina fails to become open and lubricate in preparation for sex because previous pain has set up a protective reflex. There are a number of options to make your sex life comfortable and pleasurable again. First, do not... No. I said that Naomi wrote this and sent it to The Guardian. God damn it. First, do not allow the prospect of dissing your husband's big penis to stop you from getting help. You're not alone. You're such a... Okay, this is... All right. Okay. You may need a treatment for vaginismus and a course of self-dilation. Oh, dude. Even cis women have to self-dilate sometimes. Good sex therapist? All right. So... The actual article isn't that interesting, but dude, this headline is great. Stretch her out, Giga Chad. Sounds like Dankula's problem. Data finds that Republicans are obsessed with searching for transgender porn. Oh my god. Let's see. Republicans love trans porn a lot. So, femboy Google search popularity. All of the areas where Republicans tend to win more often, you have more femboy. This is shemale. This is shemale. Okay, so the red, where it's red, they search for the word shemale more. When it's blue, they search for it less. So, there's a correlation between areas where Republicans tend to win and where they search for shemale. Let's see. Okay. Femboy. Oh my God. There's even more for femboy. Jesus. Oh, these maps again. Now search the racial makeup. This is funny. Who is the most obsessed with searching for trans porn? Let's see. Search terms for shemale, tranny, femboy, and ladyboy. All right. Got at the top, Texas, then Georgia, then Kentucky, then Missouri, then Kansas, Virginia, North Carolina, Illinois. Texas number one. Damn. Texas number one. Texas number one. It's just funny. It's really funny that this is how it works out. Like, damn, dude. Yep. The more red you get, the more you love trans porn. Oh my God. While the maps and rankings might make it seem obvious there's a correlation between conservatism and searching for trans porn, but by plotting linear regression trend lines, we can better understand the strength of correlation. Okay. Each dot represents a metro area. Dots are colored by the ratio of Democrats versus Republicans votes in the 2020 presidential election. The higher the value, more red, the higher percentage of that metro area voted for Donald Trump. And so, as you can see, more searches for shemale, tranny, femboy. Yep. Damn. Guys. Listen. It's okay. It's okay if, like, right-leaning people are into the trannies or into the traps. It's fine. It's actually cool. It's actually cool. It just means that you're based. Damn, it's so funny. Let's see. Let's continue on. Trump shares DeSantis' grooming accusation just as the governor defends him. Okay, listen. Listen, guys. Trump is not going to win 2024. I'm pretty sure of that. And if this continues, he's going to take DeSantis down with him. And DeSantis is like the rising star of the Republican Party right now. Former President Donald Trump boosted an accusation that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was guilty of grooming underage girls shortly after DeSantis defended the former president over the Russia collusion hoax. Like, Trump. How fucking stupid does Trump have to be at this point? Like, think about it. The Republican Party rising star, DeSantis, defends Trump. Trump turns around and blasts him. Like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. DeSantis, who is widely viewed as Trump's likely 2024 GOP presidential primary opponent, took part in a roundtable discussion about media defamation practices. During the discussion, the government referred to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into allegations that Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia as part of the Russian collusion hoax, echoing a phrase that is often repeated by Trump, the ex-president himself. Within hours, Trump went on a rampage against DeSantis in a series of Truth Social posts. In two posts, Trump shared an image that reportedly showed the governor drinking alcohol with teenage girls he was responsible for teaching at a high school in Georgia. Fucking hell, man. A version of the image shared by Trump on Truth Social featured the caption, "Here is Ron DeSanctimonious grooming high school girls with alcohol as a teacher." The former president commented, "That's not Ron, is it? He would never do such a thing." While showing the picture of such a thing, he added, "No way." Like, how stupid? How stupid is Trump, guys? Oh man. Man. I actually feel like at this point, Trump will tank the Republicans along with himself. Like, if Trump doesn't win the primary in 2024, he will literally just run third party and destroy everything. At least on the right side. The left side will be fine. But like, it's gonna be rough, guys. It's gonna be rough. Mother shaves her daughter's head as punishment for bullying a bald cancer patient. Oh my God. There's a video that purports to show a mother shaving her daughter's hair in punishment for bullying a bald cancer patient. The girl, sitting in the bath, screams and covers her eyes as the older woman shaves off large clumps of hair and throws it on the floor. The blonde-haired woman speaks calmly as she runs the electric razor up and down her daughter's head. The video went viral on social media with the caption, "This girl bullied another girl at her school who has cancer, so her mom decided to shave her head." Oh my God, dude. Look at that shit. The mother and daughter are speaking Portuguese. Although it's not known what country the footage was filmed. Okay. That went too far. I don't know if that went too far. I don't know if that went too far. That seems like pretty decent. Parents need to stop posting their children's humiliation on the internet. That's true. Like, this video shouldn't have been posted, but yeah, this is how you deal with a girl who's doing that, man. Yeah. Sega of America workers announce plans to form a union. Oh my God, guys. Not even Sonic the Hedgehog can outrun the wave of unionization sweeping across the games industry. Workers from Sega of America announced today that they plan to unionize and have filed for an election with the National Labor Relations Board. The group consists of 144 workers from marketing, localization, testing, product development, and other disciplines, making it one of the broader unionization efforts in the industry. The workers say they have a supermajority in favor, signaling that an election would likely to succeed. They're organizing through the Communication Workers of America, which has represented similar efforts in the industry in recent years. The workers are calling their group the Allied Employees Guild Improving Sega. By creating our union, we'll have a say in the decisions that shape our working conditions and ensure job security and working conditions we deserve. Oh my God. They'll be seeking higher base pay, improved benefits, and better staffing to end patterns of overwork. The Sega workers are the first to try to form a union in the US at a company owned by a Japanese game giant. Management from Sega can voluntarily recognize the union or wait until the results of the election. A rep for Sega did not reply to a request for comment by press time. Industry workers in the US have been edging towards unionization since the early last year. Damn. Okay. So I know that there was a union for at Activision Blizzard. Blizzard Albany voted to unionize. Microsoft-owned ZeniMax Studios formed a union. Microsoft volunteered to recognize the group. Oh, yeah. It's kind of funny. A unionization drive at the Activision-owned Proletariat Studios. That's quite the name. Which encompassed more than just game testers, stalled out, and disagreements among workers about whether a union would help their studio. So, the Proletariat Studios could not actually get a vote for a union. All right. Here's the thing. I'm actually not like principally against the ideas of a union. I've had very negative experiences with unions in the past, but I don't think that they're all negative. Like, I don't think unions are inherently have to be negative things. I mean, if workers want to collectively bargain instead of individually, I don't see a problem with that in principle. I've just seen it play out like badly in the past. Madonna looks unrecognizable nowadays. Jesus. Jesus Christ, guys, look at this. Madonna doesn't even look like herself anymore. The pop singer presented on stage at the Grammys, leaving the audience stunned over her latest appearance. The 64-year-old boasted tight, plump cheeks and a full pout while wearing braids. Social media users believe that Madonna may have gone too far with Botox and fillers. Like, it's okay, dude. Just, you're 64. Just let yourself get old. Like, it's better to look like an older woman who has aged gracefully than, like, turning into a fucking alien. I know everyone says Madonna because, like, that, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but, you know, in the 80s and 90s, Madonna was basically like considered one of the hotter women around, and you would just use a Madonna in a sense to, like, not to refer to the historical, but like to refer to the, like, the modern singer. Like, you're as hot as Madonna or something like that, right? And I think that went to her head so hard that now that she's 64, now that she's fucking menopausal, she can't give it up. Yeah. Literal demon maxing. Lauren Chen compared Madonna to fucking Jigsaw. Jesus Christ, guys. That's pretty good, actually. Who wore it better? It's the same outfit. Madonna wants to play a game. Madonna looks like an embalmed Muppet. Ironically, the Frozen singer looks like she can no longer move her face. She looks like Halloween came a little early. She has a really exaggerated V-shape on her face now. She's had a facelift. You see, her skin is pulled back and tightened, with no loose skin, no wrinkles. A facelift also alters the shape of your eyes, which you can see in the image. Her eyes seem pulled back. She's had rhinoplasty and received Botox. My God. Like, I'm getting older, okay? I don't, like, you can go back and see how I used to look in 2010 in old videos or whatever. I'm looking older now. I'm overweight, way more than I used to be, have some gray hairs, a few more wrinkles around the eyes. Everyone gets old. It's okay. That's fine. Like, it's okay. Why do you gotta be like this? Fuck. Speaking of plastic surgery, Canadian actor dies after reportedly undergoing 12 surgeries to resemble BTS's Jimin. He spent $220,000 on plastic surgeries, included a facelift, a nose job, lip reduction, and an eye lift. Canadian actor Saint Von Kloeke, Jesus Christ, no. Canadian actor Saint Von Kloeke, who underwent 12 plastic surgeries to look like BTS singer Jimin, has died at the age of 22. The actor died on April 23rd in a South Korean hospital, after suffering complications from the cosmetic procedures he had a few months ago. His publicist informed that he went into surgery on Saturday night to remove implants from his jaw that he had put in November 2022. However, after the surgery, he developed an infection and had to be intubated. He died a few hours later. Imagine dying because of your fucking cosmetic surgery. He moved from Canada, South Korea in 2019 to pursue a career in the K-pop industry. He spent $220,000 on the facelift, nose job, lip reduction, eye lift. All right. It's wild. Fucking wild, dude. I can't believe it. Dan slammed for nanny state rules in Victorian parks. A bold plan to update rules in Victoria has sparked accusations the Andrews government is intruding too far in residents' personal lives. It's an Australian thing? I think so, yeah. Daniel Andrews has been accused of trying to install nanny state rules across his state's city and regional parks. Walkers and riders caught not using government-sanctioned trails could face heavy fines, while swimmers could be barred from waterways without a permit. The new rules, which will affect more than 50 city and regional parks across Victoria, were outlined in the government's proposed Metropolitan and Regional Parks Regulations. Charges include a fine of up to $924 for walking off a trail. Oh my God. So you're in a park, right? You want to enjoy yourself? Want to have a good time? You walk off the park trail. You're fined $1,000 Aussie bucks. What the fuck? No more exploring, guys. No fun allowed. Victorians conducting intrusive research, interfering with wildlife, soil, rocks, vegetation, or visitors, or that contravenes any regulation applying to the park, could be hit with a $1,400 fine. Oh my God! Those wanting to swim in a body of water at a park will require a permit, unless that waterway has been cleared for swimming. Rock climbers, abseilers, hang gliders, paragliders, don't need a permit. Like, this seems rather ridiculous, doesn't it? Daniel Andrews is introducing a $924 fine for bushwhacking off of a path. Look, I'm not going bushwalking, but surely this is ridiculous. So you can't walk through the forest anymore in Australia, or else you're getting fined. A 1K fine for touching grass. Oh my God. Okay, listen. I'm gonna skedaddle. I have to leave the house in 15 minutes, so it's time. Here. I appreciate the support. I appreciate all the donos and things you guys have sent me. Join the D Club in Discord. Movie Nights are coming back. Use your Twitch Prime sub over on Twitch or $5 there. You can do $5 here on YouTube memberships button. Patreon subscribe star. Get yourself into the D Club. Movie Nights coming back. To quickly recap, the Minecraft server's returned. We're giving it one final shot. If you guys want to see it continue into the future, play on it. Simple as that. I'll check in on it after my trip is over, and we'll see what I can do to fix it up and make it a little bit better. Make sure to give me all your ideas and support. After the Minecraft server stuff is either like set and going or done, either way, I'll be doing a Team Fortress 2 server. Opened a package today. It was pretty fun. I'm not getting evicted. I'm visiting my parents for 2 days. I'll be back. And I'll see you Monday night for another stream. Okay. Oh yeah, Dave's streaming on his own tonight too. If you want to go hang out with him. I spent like a bunch of time today on the Minecraft server. That's why the weekly sip is simultaneously late in the day, but also early because I'm not going to be around tomorrow. Like you guys know what's going on. Okay, listen. Let's go raid Arch. Make sure to flood his chat with coffee cups. Get your coffee emojis ready, everyone. Get them ready. Let's go flood. Let's go talk to Arch. All right. I will see you guys next time. I love you. Thanks for all the support. Good night. Goodbye.